This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. President Trump is condemning the violence at the U.S. Capitol building on Wednesday. The rioting by his supporters has now resulted in 5 deaths. Last night, Capitol Police announced the death of Officer Brian Sicknick, who collapsed after engaging with protesters. Top defense officials say Capitol Police turned down offers of help ahead of the rally.
Despite the increased violent rhetoric, the security plan was for a demonstration. Pentagon spokesman Jonathan Hoffman says defense officials asked Capitol Security days before the rally if they needed help.
They believe they had sufficient personnel.
Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy says there were no solid estimates of crowd size.
As low as 2,000, there were estimates of 80,000, there were estimates around 20 to 25.
Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sun, House Sergeant-at-Arms Paul Irving, and Senate Sergeant-at-Arms Michael Stenger have all resigned. Tim McGuire, Washington.
President Trump is now acknowledging there'll be a new president on January 20th and says there'll be an orderly transition. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani with what the president and others are now saying.
We must get on with the business of America.
The video came amid more talk here in Washington of immediate action to remove the president.
A very dangerous person who should not continue in office.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is pushing the cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment, or Congress will consider impeaching him again. With just a dozen days left in his term, neither option is likely, though there are fears of what havoc the president may wreak in his final days. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A new Pfizer study suggests its vaccine works against COVID-19 variants. The variants erupted in Britain and South Africa. This is AP News. The AP's Charles de Ledesma reports on new steps Israel is taking against the pandemic.
Israel has entered a tightened lockdown as coronavirus cases surge, despite an early and rapid vaccination campaign. Most schools and businesses in Israel are now closed, with people required to remain within 1,000 yards from home. Public transport, too, is highly limited. The restrictions are to last for at least 2 weeks. Thousands of police will be deployed to enforce them, with roadblocks set up on major thoroughfares. On a positive front, Israel has already vaccinated nearly 20% of its population of 9 million. And is on track to be one of the first countries to emerge from the coronavirus crisis. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
California is advising out-of-staters not to visit California because of the virus. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.